This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
Up until recently, there was a guy running for president named RFK Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., and he was running as a third-party candidate. He has since dropped out, and the last time we talked about him, it was to share the insane story about how he found a dead baby bear in upstate New York and then threw the dead baby bear in his car, drove it back down to New York City, and then he hid the baby bear's carcass in Central Park. It's a crazy story filled with so many holes. And I know what you're saying. Another fake news political hit story. And that might be believable had it not been from his own mouth.
Again.
Of him proudly recounting the story. And it's part of a growing trend where we've got now a dead baby bear story. Mm-hmm. He's also told the people that a worm crawled into his brain and died at some point.
Right. And did we get the worm out?
I don't know.
Okay.
And then another story that kind of went unnoticed for a while, that he lived with an emu in his house who routinely attacked his wife. Oh. Okay. I have a new story that makes all of that seem somewhat normal compared to this. This is from his own daughter's mouth.
Okay.
She recounts a story about a time when they were vacationing at the beach. And while they were at the beach, they find a dead whale.
Oh, okay.
Then she says what her dad did was chainsaw the whale's head off, strap it to the roof of the car with bungee cords, and drive it all the way back to their home in New York. I would like to read you. I wish everybody could see. Your faces are everyone's faces.
Okay.
This is the direct quote of all the WTF from this. Quote, every time we accelerated on the highway, whale juice would pour into the windows of the car.
Ew.
And it was the rankest thing on the planet. We all had plastic bags over our heads with mouth holes cut out, and people on the highway were giving us the finger, but that was just normal day-to-day stuff for us.
I am a professional broadcaster, and I cannot even think of what to say about this. So were they at their vacation home?
Yeah.
And he had a chainsaw there.
Right.
And he walked back to the house. So do we know what he did with the whale's head?
He apparently has this history of liking to examine dead bodies and poke around the heads and skulls of dead animals. That's also from the article from his own daughter.
Do we know what kind of whale it was?
No, and that's the part that's driving me nuts.
Okay, I wish I did.
Because I can't, the only thing, and it's not a whale, it's a dolphin, but that's the only thing I can think of that would fit on the hood of a car.
What about one of those white whales?
Belugas?
Yeah.
Even if it's a beluga head, it would still be hundreds of pounds, right?
That's true. Maybe it was a baby.
Just to recap, finds a dead whale on the beach, goes back to the beach house where, you know, you keep your chainsaw next to the surfboard and the beach chairs right. and the towels. Cuts the whale's head off, straps it to the roof of the car, tells his children, put these plastic bags over your head, you know, because it might be raining whale blood on you. And now there's an investigation.
What is there to investigate? I'm pretty sure we just heard everything.
That story, if it's all true, which I mean, it's from his daughter, so I don't know why it wouldn't be, is illegal. You can't do that to, even when you find a dead animal, especially a protected marine life like that.
Is it?
Yeah, you can't just cut it up and take pieces for yourself. I'm speechless.
I know, I feel the same way. This broke me.
Right.
I've done this job for 15 years.
Yeah.
And this broke me. I don't know what to say. Where is his wife?
She's being attacked by an emu.
Right. Okay. The great emu defense.
So I guess I'm glad he's not running for president anymore, but...
Listen, I've never been more sure there's a worm in someone's brain. That's my big takeaway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.